Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Maseches Chagiga Daf Yud Beis. We are holding 8 lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam Harishon, Misoif HaOlam Va'ad Soif HaYahaya. Adam Harishon, when first created, extended from one side of the world all the way to the other. He was that tall. Shenemar Lemin HaYayim Ashabor Lekim Adam Al Aretz, referring to the creation of Adam Harishon. So he extended from Ulmikzeh HaShemayim Va'atzeh HaShemayim, from one edge of the sky all the way to the other side. Kivan Shesorach, once he partook in the Eitz Hadas, he strayed. Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadoi Olav Umiyatoi. Hashem placed his hand on Adam HaRishon and diminished his size, brought him back down to normal human size. Initially he was a miraculous being, extending from one side of the world to the other. Then he came back down and conformed to human size. Shenemar Vatoshes Olai Kapecha, Hashem, you placed your hand on me. And he shrunk to regular size. Ihochi, if that's the case, here we learn that he was from one side of the world to the other. And yesterday we had a pasuk which indicated that he extended down from earth all the way up to Shemayim. A different shear. Ihochi Koshu Kroi Hadadi, we seem to have a contradiction between both psukim. Answers the Gemara, it's one and the same. Idivi Idichat Shiurohu, both measures are the same distance from one side of the world to the other as from heaven to earth. V'amar Yehuda Marav, Asorah Devarim, the following 10 things, Nivru, V'yoyim Rishon, created on the very first day of creation. V'eluhin, these are the 10 things. Shemayim, V'oretz, Toyu, V'voyu, which we will explain soon. Oyer, light, V'choshech, darkness, Ruach, wind, Umayim, water, Midas Yoyim, Umidas light. Rashi explains, it means Chav Dalet Sh'ois Ben Shneim. The night-day unit consists of 24 sections, 24 hours. That concept, that measure, was there from day one. It's interesting to note that some have suggested that, you know, the whole concept of evolution, that how everything evolved, and doesn't it take so long for it to happen, and etc., etc. Of course, it's not Akasha, because Hashem could do anything. He can create things which appear to have taken so long. He could do it in a split second. He can accelerate the process. But some have suggested perhaps during Sheshis and Mibereshis, those days were really longer than 24 hours. Because the Torah just says, Vayerev Vayivoker, Yom Echad. Vayerev Vayivoker, Yom Sheni, perhaps that Yom Echad, that Yom Sheni, stretched for a million years in our terms. And therefore, perhaps some things could be explained scientifically, how it just took step by step till it sort of formed and developed into what we have today. But this Gemara here contradicts that entirely. Midas Yom, Midas Laila, says Rashi. The fact that a day consists of 24 hours, that was there from day one. It wasn't something introduced into the Bria after Sheshis Mei Bereishis. Even those 7 days of creation consisted of ordinary days with the same shear, same length as our days today. So pretty much debunked that theory. Okay, so we have these 10 things created on day one. Let's go down the list and find the sources for all of them. Shemayim v'aretz tachsiv bereishis b'rolekim. As a Shemayim is Arts. Heaven and earth were created on day one. Toyev v'voyu. What about those? Dechsiv v'aretz hoysa toyev v'voyu. On day one, we already had that. Oyer v'choshech. How do you know light and dark? Choshech, darkness, dechsiv v'choshech al-pnei sayim. There was darkness over there on the first day. Oyer, light, dechsiv v'yev v'lekim, yihi oyer. What about ruach u'mayim? Dechsiv v'ruach l'kim v'rachefes al-pnei amayim. So we see there was ruach and mayim on day one. And finally, Midas Yoyim, Midas Laila, how do we know? Dechsiv v'yerev v'yevoker yoyim echad. Hashem created this entity, this night, day unit, consisting of 24 hours, as Rashi says, which is the Yom Echad. So what is the Toiv Avoy? Tana, we learned in a Brice. Now throughout this upcoming daf, Marsha points this out, many others point this out, that you know the words don't have much meaning to the simple learner. There is a lot of obscure phrases and terms that are representative of deep esoteric concepts, Kabbalah concepts, but we'll just go through it on a superficial basis. We'll start with the Toyu Vavoy. Tana, what is the Toyu? Kav Yarak. It's a greenish line, greenish circle. Shemakev is called Elam Kulei, surrounding the world. Shemenu Yotzeh Choshech, which produces the concept of darkness. It appears in the Gemara that we're not speaking about the plain, simple, elementary darkness, which is merely an absence of light. There's a Bria called Choshech, some sort of positive entity, perhaps related to the dark spots, the black holes. In any case, the Choshech emanates from the Kav Yorik. So we see that Choshech surrounds the world coming from the Toyu concept. What is Voihu? What is that? These moist stones, Hamashokois, Betoim, embedded in the depths of the world in the Toim, which produce water. So Toyu corresponds to this Kav, this circle. And V'avni Voyu represents these Avonim. So we have the sources for all these concepts, and now we're going to start asking kashus. You mean to say light was created on that first day? V'oir b'yayim rishon ivri? V'oksiv, the pasuk says, only on day four. V'yitein o'isim alakim baruki ha'shamayim, Hashem positioned the illuminators. On what day? On the fourth day. V'oksiv v'yayera v'yayvayki yom rivi. Not on day one, answers the Gemara. Kedur b'lesi. There are two different types of light. The Amar Velazah Ur Shebara Akadosh Baruch Hu Bimrishon. The light that Hashem created on day one was a spiritual light, which Adam Rishon used to gaze with it throughout the entire world. Adam Seifa Boy Mi Seifa Oilim Bat Seifa. So Adam Rishon, perhaps it just means that any person can use it, but perhaps Adam Rishon actually did use it. And one can use it to see everything. We're not speaking about a gashmius light. Marshall says we're speaking about a spiritual type of vision. You can see everything. Everything through and through, like an x-ray vision. Kivish in istakal kadosh baruch hu, b'der hamabul. Well, actually, the person do say Adam Rishon did have it, and he had it until Matzei Shabbos, yeah. So he did have it. But then Hashem saw that, look what's coming up. Hashem foresaw all the Rishoyim. Kivish in istakal kadosh baruch hu b'der hamabul, b'der haploga. V'roah, and he noticed Shema Asei mekulkalim, that their ways are mekulkal, perverted, and they're going to misuse the earth. They're not deserving of this illumination. Amad v'gonzo mehen, Hashem took it away and hid it. Shenemar vayimna b'rishoyim oiram. He removed the oir from the rishoyim. Will be gonzo. So who is he saving it for? La tzadikim, la sadlovi tzadikim will enjoy this. Ziv hashchina. Shenemar vayara l'kimas oir ki toiv. Hashem took the oir and he designated and he reserved it for the toiv. Who's the toiv? Ve'in toiv ala tzadik, referring to a tzadik. Shenemar imru tzadik ki toiv. So we see a tzadik is toiv and he deserves the oir. Now, kivin sheroa oir, once the oir itself realized, the light realized what was being done, he was being put aside for the tzaddikim, he was ecstatic. Kivin sheroa oir, sheganzi la tzaddikim, somach. He was so happy, shenema oir tzaddikim, yismach, the oir designated for tzaddikim was joyous. The Mesil Sashan writes, we see from this Gemara that when a tzaddik partakes in this world, when a Bria is supporting, is serving Adam Kaddish, a tzaddik. He rejoices. It's a schus, a privilege for the Gashmis because it's an ilu, he says. It's a tikkun, it's an elevation, it's an upgrading of the Gashmis. The Gashmis gets sanctified by serving a tzaddik. Ur tzaddikim was happy. Look, I'm going to serve a tzaddik. So that answers the kash. We have two types of ur, a spiritual light, and a more physical light. The physical light was activated on day 4, but the spiritual light was there from day 1. Ketanoi is really dependent on Machlekes Tanai. According to the first Shita, Oyer Shebora Kadosh Baruch Hu Rishon, that first day light, Adam Tseifa Mavet Boy Miseifa Oilam Bat Tseifa, one can use it to gaze through the entire world. Divir Rabbi Kip, Cham Oyerim, no, Heinen Ma'oiris, that was the same light created by those illuminators, sun and the moon and the stars, Shenivir B'yam Rishon, it's one and the same light. It was created on day 1, but it's only activated on day 4. Amarav Zutra Bar Tuvya Amarav Basorad Varam Nivra Olam. The world contains 10 elements, was created via these 10 expressions of Hashem's godliness. Mashal says, corresponds to the Asura. Eser Sfirois that the Mukabalim speak about, the 10 aspects of Hashem's revelation. Chachma Bina Vadat. That served to create the world. Of course, these things are beyond us, but just the actual words here. B'chachma, b'tvuna, b'das. Rashi says chachma means wisdom. Tvuna is deeper understanding, and das is internalizing, absorbing that knowledge, making it personal. So these various expressions of Hashem's godliness were used to create the world. B'kayach was power, b'g'ara was a skull, a yell, b'gvura was courage, b'tzedek, righteousness, b'mishpah, justice, b'chesed, b'rachma. So 10 aspects of creation. How do we know these things? Bechachma b'tvuna. These two, because it says, D'chsev Hashem bechachma, yasad aretz, koinein shemayim b'tvuna. Here we have chachma and tvuna, used to create the world. What about the third item? Bedas, d'chsev, bedatoi, tohimais nivku. What about b'koyach and ugvura? D'chsev, we have a pasuk, meichen horim b'koyachos, you have koyach, nezor b'gvura. What about b'ga ara? D'chsev amudei shemayim yiroi fefudi. Pillars of Shemayim were sort of wobbly. Vayismu migaros, and they became firm by Hashem giving them a yell. What about b'tzedek u'mishpat? D'chsev tzedek u'mishpat mechayim kis'acha. So these are the bases of your kisei, of your world. What about the last two? B'chesed v'rachmim d'chsev z'choy rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha ki me'ilum heim Hashem. Recall your rachmanus and your chesed, which were there at the outset of creation. They formed the basis and the purpose of this world, expression of your Rachmanis and your Chesed, so carry it out, apply it to us as well. When Hashem first created the world, Hashem's power, Hashem's revelation is unlimited. When Hashem creates something, it just keeps on going. It would just get broader and broader, non-stop, just spread and spread. Like those two rolls of shesi, two balls of chassis string, the horizontal strings of the loom. So you throw in the ball and it just keeps on rolling and broader and broader and unrolls. That's how the world was just spreading and spreading and just non-stop. Ad shegar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem applied a ge'ara, some sort of skull, some sort of yell, ve'midoi, and it stopped in its tracks. Shenemar amudei shemayim yiroifefu, v'yismuhu migarosei, the ge'ara set the world in its place. As Rish Lakish explains, Hashem refers to himself as Shakai. What does that represent? Aniu, I am. Shakai is Shaddai. That's it, enough. A limit. I set a limit to the world. Shamati lo'olam, dai. So I established a limit. I said, up till here, and that's it. Furthermore, when it comes to water as well, it was just unlimited. Amrei Shlokas, B'sha, Shabar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Sayyam, Hashem created these seas. Hayimarech Vayelech would just spread and spread, unlimited. Ad Shegar Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem turned to it and gave it a rebuke, V'yavshu, and dried up, meaning it stopped in its tracks and stayed where it is. Shnemar Goyer Bayam Vayabsheyu, V'chol Hanahorois, Hecheriv. Okay, so we spoke about the 10 things that were created on day 1. We spoke about the 10 aspects of Briyas Ha'olam, the 10 spheres, the Maharsha says, which brought about creation of this world. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Brisa. So we have heaven and earth. Which one came first? We have Machlekes. Ve'shama Imrim. Shamayim Nivru Tchila. First, the Shamayim was created. That's the purpose. That's the goal. That's the end goal. We're supposed to go up to Shamayim, so spiritualize ourselves. That came first. First you create the tachos, v'achach nivras aretz, and then the lowly earth, where we reside temporarily, where we create our future, where we strive to climb up to Shemayim and spiritualize ourselves. So according to Beis Shammai, the Eretz is just serving as a means, a chetimtza, as an emtsoi, to get to the Madrega of Shammai, which represents spirituality. So earthliness, Gashmias, was created second, because Shammayim is first rate, and Eretz is second rate. Shenemar, Pasuk says, Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim, that was first. Shammayim represents godliness and spirituality, and then comes the Eretz, Ves Eretz, which is second in line. The other way around. Sure, the point is to become godly and spiritual, but what do you do with down here? There's a verse from the Kutzke Rebbe. Pasuk says, HaShamayim, Shamayim LaShem. Shamayim is for Hashem. We don't reside in Shamayim, that's for Hashem, for the Malachim. V'aretz nosan, Hashem gave the aretz, live in the Adam, to us human beings. So he used to say, Shamayim was given to us is for Hashem, but aretz, He gave to us to turn it into Shamayim, to elevate it, to upgrade it, to be mekadesh it. Sevi'es Hillel, sure, a tachlis is Shamayim, but how do you get there? We're not a Malach. We're here to take the aretz and turn it into Shamayim. So this is the tachlis. This is the goal. To make for Hashem a dira b'tachtonim down here in this world. Therefore it says Beis Hillel, first the Eretz was created, and then the Shemayim. Shenamar, we have a pasuk with that too. That's number one. V'Shemayim comes second. Amar lan Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel turned to Beis Shammai, who said that Shemayim came first. Let the Rechem according to you. How does this make sense? Shemayim came first. When you build a house, second floor comes before the first floor. Adam boine aliyah. Does the person then build a second floor, ba'achach boine bais, and then the home? How can that be? And we know that Shemayim is considered like a second floor. Shenemar haboine ba'shemayim ma'loisav. Vagadoi soyal eretz yisodas. Ma'loisav, the upper floor, is synonymous with Shemayim. How can that come before the eretz, which is the foundation? Amalim be'shamim. So be'shamim in turn turned to Beis Hillel. According to you, how does that make sense? Aretz first, Adam Oisa Shrafraf. Does a person then first make the footrest? And then only then the chair. How does he know what size to make the footrest? First he makes the chair, and in proportion to the chair, he has a footrest. And the Aretz is considered like a footrest. Shenemar Koyamar Hashem, Hashemayim Kisi, Shemayim is my seat. V'aretz Hadoim Ragli. The Aretz is a footrest, so to speak. So first comes the Shemayim, then comes the Aretz. They have a third shita. Zev ze ka'achas nivru. Shemayim and Aretz were created simultaneously. The spiritual aspect of Shemayim, the earthly aspect of Aretz, they work hand in hand, they overlap, they're enwrapped in each other, they're interdependent. It's one simultaneous creation. Shemayim, av yadi yasta Aretz. The Yemini, Tipcha Shemayim, so the Yad is the left hand, the Yemin is the right hand, the Aretz and Shemayim at the same time. Koyrani Aleim Yamdu Yachtav. So we see Yachtav is how the Pasuk describes the creation of Shemayim and Aretz both at the same time. V'idach Ma Yachtav. What did the other Shitas do with Yachtav? It sounds like it happened at the same time. It was not sequential. D'lo Mishtavi Ma'adadi. Hashem miraculously arranged that the Shemayim and Aretz, even though they're vastly different and competing and direct the opposites, but they somehow live together. They're compatible. They don't separate from each other. They complement each other. They support each other because they're both heading to the same point. A tachlis, a person should achieve the shleimus hamiti, the tachlis of kedusha after having worked through the nisyanus in this world. Then only then achieve the spirituality embedded in shemayim. So really, they're both part of the same program, and they work in unison. In any case, both Bisham and Bisil had a right from a pasuk. So the pasukim really are contradicting each other. Koshu kroi adadi. Which one came first? Shemayim Aretz. Omer Ish Lakish. I'll make a compromise. Kishenivru. When Hashem initially created them, Baro Shemayim. First he created the heaven, which is the tachlis, which is the final destination. V'achach ba'aretz. And then afterwards the aretz. But when he actually established and he revealed it, and he presented it, it was the other way around. Ukshenota, nota aretz. When he presented them, first was the aretz. V'achach mata shemayim. Because you go up step by step. First you go to the earth, and through the earth you rise to Shemayim. So the ideal is the Shemayim. Hashem first creates the Shemayim. That's the end goal. But to get to the Shemayim, you have to first travel through the earth. So you presented the earth first, and then the Shemayim in that order. My Shemayim. What does the word Shemayim stand for? Amar B'Yosi Bar Chanina. Shesham Mayim. That's where Mayim is located, because there's Mayim, right, Lamala Menarki as well. Masnisa Tana. In the Brisa we learned, Shah Mayim. Shah is like H backwards. Shin Aleph. And then comes Mayim. Eish Umayim. Shemayim is describing that combination. Fire and water together. Malamed, we learn Shevin, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem took these two polar opposites, fire and water, v'terfen zeh b'zeh, and he mixed them with each other, v'os min rakia. He used it to form the rakia. Marsha says, Eish, fire, represents the strictness of Midas Hadin. Water represents the softness and gentleness and generosity of Midas HaChesed and Rach. Hashem took both Midas, two polar opposites, bound them together, and created the world. As the Gemara says, Hashem took both strictness and chesed and created this new entity called Rachmim, which is that golden compromise between the two opposites. Sure, you have to earn what you deserve. You have to earn your living. You have to do your mitzvahs. Everything is measure for measure, but with softness, with patience. So that's the synthesis between the two midas. Din on the one side and chesed on the other, and that's what Shemayim represents. Shemayim is how we perceive Hashem. That's what we see when we look up. This concept of synthesis between din and ra and chesed, that midas harachmim. That's the underpinning of this world. And that's what we try to earn from Hashem. So Shemayim represents this concept. Shol Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Bishmol asks Rabbi Kiva k'shoyu malchim baderech, when they're walking on the road. Amar lei tells Rabbi Kiva, ata sheshimasht esnochem ishgamzu. Didn't you mishamish nochem ishgamzu, the great tzaddik, chaf beishan, for 22 years? Shoyedoyrish kol esen shebetorah. He was the one that used to expound on the word es found throughout the Torah, figuring out what the es represents. So let's start from the beginning. First es. Bereishis bara elokim es hashemayim ve'es ha'aretz. Ma ha'yedorish ben. Tell me what he was. How did he learn those psukim? Armalei, he responded as follows. Ilu nema hashemayim ba'aretz. Had the pasuk said bereishis bara elokim hashemayim ve'aretz, you know what I would think? Ha'yis aimer shemayim mishmash alkadosh baruch hu. Shemayim is just another name from Hashem. In the beginning, Hashem created shemayim ve'aretz. Bereishis bara elokim shemayim ve'aretz. It's all titles of Hashem. Achshav shenemar es haShemayim ve'es haAretz. But now that it says Bereishis bara elokim, Elokim created the Shemayim and the we're speaking about what He created. Shemayim is Shemayim mamash, and Eretz is Eretz mamash. But es haAretz lamali. Once it says Bereishis bara elokim es haShemayim, it dispels that notion. That's sort of a. It can't be referring to Hashem's name. Rather, it's an item that He created. So why say Es HaAretz? It would be enough to say Hashem created Es HaShemayim VaAretz. Es HaAretz Lam. The reason is LaHakdim Shemayim LaAretz, in order to teach us the sequence. There was Shemayim and then the Aretz. Because if not for the Es HaAretz, I would say, well, perhaps the Shemayim VaAretz happened at the same time. And we know that, at least according to Mishnah and Beis Hillel, it was a Seder. Which one came first, which one came second? The pasuk continues. Now, why is the pasuk starting to describe what happened on the Aretz? Why not first relate to the details of Shemayim, which is mentioned first in the previous pasuk? Right? Es haShemayim es haAretz. We go straight to the Aretz. Michti. Let's analyze this. VaShemayim asch b'resh. First item mentioned was the Shemayim. Ma'ishna dekachosh shemas haAretz. So why does the pasuk start detailing, describing the Aretz first? Tana d'vrei b'shmo. It's a mashal. Mashal l'melech basar adam. It's like a human king. She'omar la'avodah. He declares to his slaves, to his servants, tells him, look, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow morning, everybody get up early. Hashkimu lepischi, come early to my entranceway. Come. Come greet me early in the morning. So the king gets up early. Hishkim, who does he meet? Umotza noshim ba noshim. He finds the women, who usually get up a bit later, not as zealous as the men. He finds everybody there, standing at attention, noshim va noshim. He's very impressed. Now, who is he impressed with more? Lemi mishabeach. Who does he praise more? The women. Why? Lemi she'ein darka lahashkim, the one that's not accustomed to getting up and running early. Vihishkim and got up anyway. He's really impressed. Here as well, says Rashi, the Eretz is a slow-moving entity. Till it grows, till it produces. It's not as frenzied as the Shemaim, which is more versatile and mobile. So when the Eretz came to attention, so to speak, Hashem called out to the Shemaim Eretz, created them both. The Eretz came forth right away. Hashem was impressed with the Eretz and related right away to the Eretz and started describing its description. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer. We stand on this earth and we think this is it. But there's so much depth. There's so much inherent. Woe to the creations, to the world. People, they see, they look around, they think they see everything, but they're just looking at a superficial gaze. They don't see beyond, they don't really know what they're looking at. There's so much depth behind what they see. They stand on whatever they're standing on. They have no idea what's beyond it. Now, of course, these are Kabbalistic terms. Ha'aretz ha'ma'imedes. What's the world standing on? What's supporting the aretz? Al amudim on these pillars. Shenema ha'margis eretz m'koyma. V'amudei ispalotzen. We see that there are amudim, pillars upholding the world. What are the pillars standing on? Amudim, they're standing on the ma'im. Al ha'ma'im shenema l'roika eretz al ha'ma'im. What is the ma'im standing on? Al ha'arim on the mountains. Shenema al ha'arim yamdu ma'im. So we see that ma'im stand on the ha'arim. What do the harem stand on? Beruach, they're supported by the winds. Shenemar, kihine yoytze harem beruach. So you see the harem and the ruach are synonymous. What does the ruach depend on? Bisa'ara, on this gust of storm. Shenemar, ruach, sa'ara, isa devari. So you see that the ruach depends on the sa'ara and is directed by the sa'ara. What is the sa'ara dependent on? Tuluya bezroya shaklish berchu, rests on the arms of Hashem. Shenemar, metachas, beneath the world, is zroya is oilam, the arms of Hashem. There are actually 12 pillars supporting the world. Hashem established the boundaries of the nations. Hashem created the world and established the world based on the number of Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim, 12 pillars that support the world. 7 pillars, Rasha says, this represents the 7 days of creation. So you see that 7 Amudim. It rests on one pillar only, Vetzadik Shemai, who's called Tzadik. Shanama Vetzadik, he said, a Tzadik upholds the world. Okay, so we spoke about what the world rests on, the Eretz. What about what's going on in Shemai? Amar Yudah, Shnei Rukim Heim. There are actually 2 skies, so to speak. A simple one that we see, and then there's the hidden aspect of sky. Shenemar hein l'Hashem alekecha, Hashemayim, u'shmei Hashemayim. Hashem has possession of everything, Shemayim and Shmei Hashemayim. Apparently there are 2 aspects of Shemayim. Rosh Lavish Amar, I'll detail that hidden portion of Shemayim to you in more detail. Shiva, there are 7 aspects of the hidden Shemayim, 7 levels. Ve'eluhim, here are the 7, starting from bottom and working your way up. Viloin, Rakia, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'oin, Machin, and finally the highest point is Aravis. That's where the Kisei HaKavod is. Explains the Gemara. What's going on? What are all these Rakim? What are all these Shemaim serve? Viloin, the lowest portion of Shemaim, the lowest layer, Einem Shamesh Klum, doesn't really serve much. Elo Nichnas Shachros V'Yetze Aris. It serves to protect the world from the sunlight. Perhaps it's referring to the atmosphere. It gets absorbed in the morning, it leaves the world, and allows the sun rays to emanate, v'yetzi arvis, and comes back out at night, and blocks the light. V'mechadish b'chol yom asbereshis, and generates a new creation every day, a new day. Shanama, we find that Shemayim serves in this capacity, at least one aspect of Shemayim. Serves only to block the light, serves like as a curtain. Hanoita kedoik Shemayim, v'yim tochem ka'el ha'sheves. So you see there's an aspect of Shemayim which is spread out like a curtain. The next level is Rukia. Shabai Chama, Ulevana, Kuchav, Mazal, Kvon. That's where the heavenly celestial bodies are positioned. Sun, the moon, the stars, the mazalis. Shanamar Vayitan, Isam Lakim, Berakia, Hashemai. Hashem placed them up in the Rakia. Layer number two. Beyond that is the Shechakim. Third Rakia. Third Shemai. Shabai Yerechaim, Oimdois. That's where we have a spiritual millstone that are grinding. V'toichnis man l'tzadikim. Producing the man, the heavenly food for tzadikim, which they will enjoy l'asad lavoi. Actually, there's a girsi here, l'asad lavoi. Shenema v'yitzav shchokim imal. Hashem instructed the shchokim to pour down man. V'dal se shemayim pasa, open up the gates of shemayim. V'yam tarleim man l'echon. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, actually describing when they ate the man in the Midbar. So it was a one-time miraculous event, right, for the years in the Midbar, and that's sort of the sustenance for the tzaddikim, l'asad lavoi as well. Okay, further up in Shemayim is the Zvul. What's going on there? Shabai Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach Boni. That's where the heavenly, spiritual Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, is situated with a built Mizbeach. Umichal HaSar Gadol, Umichal the Great Tsar, Oymed the Makar Baal Korban, serves Korban. Shenemar, Bonoi, Banisi, Beis, Zvul, Loch, Machain, L'shift Cha'ilamim. So we see the Machain, Elamim, the Beis HaMikdash, is situated in these vaults. Even after the physical Beis HaMikdash was removed from this world, the spiritual Beis HaMikdash corresponding to that physical aspect is still present and is active. So that's taking place in the Zvul. Umanon dekri Shemayim. How do we know that Zvul is synonymous with Shemayim? It's another aspect of Shemayim. Dechsiv, habayit mishemayim rei, mizvul kotshecha misifartecha. So you see that Zvul is in the Shemayim. Apparently, it's one aspect of Shemayim. Further up in Shemayim is the Moin, the next level called Moin. What's happening there? Shabai Kiteis, Shamlach Eshores. That's where the groups of Malachim are situated and engaged in saying Shira. Shaimres Shira. Balaila, they sing Shira at night. V'choshes b'yayim. By day they're silent in order to, out of respect, with Nekvoidin Sheyisrael, in order to allow Yisrael to daven and to sing to Hashem. They don't want to interfere. Shinemar, Yoyim Amitzav Hashem Chazdoi. So by day Hashem, you instruct the Malachim to keep quiet as a chesed to Yisrael, so that they can daven and arouse chesed from Hashem, which results from tefillah. So they remain silent. Ubalaylo shiro imi, at night the malachim sing imi, and it connects to the shira of the Yisrael sung by day. On this vein, on this pasuk of shira imi, says the Gemara Amar Shlakish, kol oisik b'ter b'alaylo, whoever is engaged in Torah at night, despite all the difficulties and challenges of learning at night. You know, the Rambam says the Iker Torah is Kesa Torah is earned at night. Doesn't mean necessarily learning all night. It just means that Mefarshim say the most difficult moments at night. At night, sit down to learn with the Afyom Yishir. That's a tremendous chus, a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. And as a result, Hashem is Moshech Olav Chutzal Chesed B'Yayim. Hashem generates a Chutzal Chesed that he finds a favor in people's eyes. He's well liked. He's personal because of his Torah at night. By day, Hashem instructs. He brings about this likability on this person. Matam, why? What generated it? Matam, why is it that Hashem is applying this chesed to the person? Mishum, the reason is ubalaylo shira. Ima, he was engaged in shira at night. Masha says shira refers to learning Torah in difficulty during nighttime. Torah as a song, not just plain intellectual engagement, a challenging experience, like a shira, where you rise up, you go back down, you rise up, you rouse the emotions, you inspire yourself, and you commit yourself to learning. V'yikad the Amri, somewhat a different pshat. Amri Shlokish, kol ha'isik b'teir b'lemazeh. The pasuk is referring to a bigger picture of one who is learning Torah in this world. And the world is daimel alayl, shudaimel alayl, it's as dark as night. Obscure, confusing, difficult, challenging, and a person commits himself to Torah even in this situation. He sticks to the daf, he sticks to the learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Olav Chut Shel Chesed Olam Haba. Come Olam Haba, he'll reap the benefits. Hashem will apply Chut Shel Chesed, he'll earn his share in Olam Haba. Shudayim Eliyayim, Olam Haba, of course, is compared to the light of day. It's clear, it's crystal clear. It's so beautiful. Enjoyable. Why is he going to have the chesed olam haba? Why? Ubalayla shira imay, because he was engaged in shir with Hashem at night. Amar Ablevi kala poisik medivre Torah. If one is engaged in learning and he stops learning, va'isik medivre sicha, to engage in idle chatter, machil oisik gachli resamim, they feed him his most burning coals. Resamim is a type of wood that just burns very, very strong, really well. So these coals are really powerful coals. That's the einish for this disruption from Torah. Shenamar koitfin maluach alisiach. Those who cut away the koitif, they stop the learning to have a little chat. V'sheirish resamim lachmam. They're fed these coals. Gachli resamim. Okay, so we spoke about the moin being the malachim's territory where they sing to Hashem. But how do we know that Moin is an aspect of Shemayim? Umenon dikri Shemayim, nishinamar shkifa, Moin kachacha, mena Shemayim. So you see, Moin and Shemayim are synonymous. The next level up there is Mochar. Shaboy oitzrei shelag, that's where the storages of harmful snows, voitzrei borod, and harmful hail, valias tloin roim, storms of the harmful dews, valias agolim, stormy, harmful rains, v'chadora shel sufa v'sa'ara, that's where the storms are stored, v'ma'ara shel kitar, the cave of smoke, that's the same ish, with these doorways, fiery doorways, intended for oinish, to those who are over the averis, shenema yiftach Hashem l'chos, etzer atoiv, Hashem will open up for you the good storage rooms. Apparently there are storage rooms of negative elements that bring about storms and oinish. Asks the Gemara, Hana berikia isnu? Do you mean to say that these storms of negative elements are up there in Shemayim, near Hashem? Hani ba'ari isnu? Actually, they're down here on earth. The pasuk says, we say it every morning, Halos Hashem min ha'aretz. Taninim chotohim is, Eish, u'bara, jelag, v'kita, ras, ara, oisa devari, down here. Omar v'dam ha'rav, initially they were up there, but David HaMelech asked Hashem, David b'kish aleim rachim. He asked Hashem to bring it down. You know why? This way it makes it less accessible, kaviyachol. So store it far away. Perhaps it will mitigate its power and minimize its effect. He tells Hashem, the pasuk says, lo keil chafetz resha ata, lo yigur chara. And he meant to say like this. You're a tzaddik Hashem. You're not Rosh. Tzaddik ata Hashem. Don't allow negative elements to reside next to you. Ship them away. Store them here on earth. Okay, so we know that all these itzris relate to the place called Machin. Mefarshim say Machin is a lashon of preparation, so it's prepared for Puranus. Rashi actually says it. Prepared for Puranus. Now, how do we know that Machin is synonymous with Shemayim? How do we know that it's a layer on the Shemayim system? Menon dikri Shemayim, dechsev ato tishma Shemayim, Machin shiftach. So you see, Machin and Shemayim go together. Finally, the last and final layer, all the way up there, the seventh Shemayim, is called Ar Ravis. Shaboy, that's where we have the Tzedek and Mishpat, Bitztaka, Ginzei Chaim, the storeroom of life, Ginzei Shalom, the source of Shalom, Ginzei Bracha, that's where Bracha comes from, and Neshmasen Shal Tzadikim, Neshama of Tzadikim, Veruchais, Veneshamais, Shaasidais, the Hiboris. Here, the future Neshamais, the ones that are uncreated at this point, they reside up there. What else? Vital she'asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'hachis b'meisim. That special dew that Hashem will use to be mechayim meisim. Actually, it was already used once in history during the Matan Torah, when Klal Yisrael expired due to the frightening experience. Hashem applied this tal to bring them back to life. So how do we know all these elements are present up there in Arabis? Let's go down the list. Tzedek mishpat, dechsiv. Tzedek and Mishpat are where? Mechayin kis acha, where your seed is, kaviyachal Hashem, all the way up there in the Arabis, your makim of the kisi akavit. What about tztaka? Dechsev ayilbash tztaka kashirion. Kashirion is lashon of shari, it's tztaka is next to Hashem. Ginzei chayim, how do we know about that? Dechsev ki imcha mekar chayim. Source of life is next to you, Hashem, with you, Hashem. Veginzei shalom, shalom comes from there as well. Dechsev ayikar le Hashem, shalom, so shalom is next to Hashem. Veginzei bracha, dechsev. He's a bracha from where Me'es Hashem. Nishmas and Shatzadikim, the Siv, and the guy told David HaMelech, Voice and Nefesh Adoni, Tzrura B'Tzrachayim is Hashem, Alekecha, so you see that the Nefesh of a Tzadik is stored by Hashem. What about the ruchos and the neshama shasidim liboros, the siv? Ki ruach malfona yativ, and neshama sa neasisi, so either ruach and the neshama, different aspects of a person's neshama are sourced in Hashem. The last thing is vital she'asak the shporchu lachis by mesim. How do we know that's connected to the makim of kisei akovei dechsev geshem nedavos tana velikim nachloschav neila takenanto? That's the geshem nedavos of tal. That's mechayim mesim. And the pasuk previous to that pasuk says a lashon of near Hashem. So we see it resides near Hashem. What else is near Hashem? Sham. Ifanim, Usrafim, V'chayis HaKodesh, Malach HaShars, all different types of Malach. And finally, V'kisi HaKovid, Hashem's seat, so to speak, Melech, Kelchai, Ram V'nisa Shechna Aleim. All that is Barovis. Shenemar, Soilu, praise, elevate, L'Reich Barovis, Hashem who rides on the Arovis, B'Koshimai. So we see Hashem's Kisi HaKovid is in that area. U'manolim, Dikru Shemaim, how do we know that Arovis is an aspect of Shemayim? Asher Rechiv Rechiva. By way of Gzeirah Shava, using the word Rechiva. Ksiv Hach, over here it says, Soilu lo Rechiv Barabis. So we see Rechiv with Arabis. Ksiv Hasmav elsewhere, Rechiv Shemayim Bezrecha. So we see Rechiv with Shemayim. So we see Shemayim and Arabis as synonymous. What else is going on there? V'choshech, darkness. V'anan v'arafel, cloudiness and haziness. Makif and Oisei. Encompass, surround Hashem's Kisei HaKavod. We see choshech and clouds surrounding Hashem. Asks the Gemara, is there then darkness by Hashem? Everything is clear and illuminated. Hashem reveals the hidden. Hashem reveals all the hidden secrets. He knows exactly what's in darkness. Actually, there's just light by Hashem. Everything's revealed and beautiful. Like Kash, the answer is, depends where. In the inner chambers, whatever these things mean, that's where it's all illuminated. Nothing's hidden. There's no Hester upon in there. In the outer chambers, there is Hester. Mefarshim say, Hashem doesn't reveal himself to us completely. There's always aspects of Hester, of hiddenness, that obscure Hashem's full revelation to us, and of course that's the source of the concept of Zelu Mazeh, the Yetzirah, the Koyachatu, all that is sourced in the concept of Hester Ponim, the Choshech and the On Refel, which obscure Hashem's full-fledged revelation. Okay, a brief Chazorah of these obscure concepts that we learned today. We had Adam Rishon was created very tall, and then came back down to size. We have the 10 concepts that would never be a Marishan. We have the 10 concepts which form the basis of this world, the 10 spheroids. We had a shayla of what's created first, heaven or earth, machlekes, three-way machlekes. We have the amudim that support the world. We have the 7 shamayims. And the Gemara gives us a detailed description of what's contained in each one of these levels. Hatzlacha to you and Surah Tevis.